Friday, the 19th of September, Yud Tes Elul, Rabbi Yaakov Hema, Rosh Hashanah.
Good morning, everyone. First of all, thank you very much for having me again. For the regulars over here, I'm sure you know that when you see on the sign Parsha Perspectives, usually what that means is that the speaker had absolutely no clue what he was going to speak about at the time, and Johnny called him up, or Diddy called him up and said, "Will you speak for us?" I said, "Okay, I'll try and come up with something." So they put down Parsha Perspectives. Sometimes they end up speaking about it, sometimes they don't. I think every time I've been here it's been Parsha Perspectives. So originally I was going to try and make some, I'm going to speak about something totally different, but I was going to at least try and have some type of a link to the Parsha, but then I just decided, just to come clean, just to let you know where I'm holding, we're going to speak about Rosh Hashanah. I'm very sorry. In theory, we could, you know, if you want, for those, you know, we could come up with Epes HaShayachas afterwards, but holding our slichas, we're holding close to Rosh Hashanah, I'd like to speak a little bit about Rosh Hashanah, and specifically about what should our attitude be towards Rosh Hashanah, what should our perspective be, what should our gisha be towards Rosh Hashanah. We know, for instance, when it comes to Shabbos, when it comes to Yom Tov, they have very clear, distinct themes. Shabbos is Avo and Rotsen. Yom Tov is a time of Simcha. We know when we come to Pesach, we know that's when we commemorate the Cheiris, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. When we have Sukkot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us in the Midbar. Shavuot, Matan Torah, and each of them has the general theme of Simcha. When we get to Rosh Hashanah, it gets a little bit more complicated, it gets a little bit more tricky. And for many years I was always quite confused as to exactly what should the attitude be towards Rosh Hashanah. On the one hand, I guess the most basic image or feeling which a person thinks about when they think about Rosh Hashanah is Pachad, Amos Hadin, Kadosh Baruch Hu is downing us, Kol Bo'olam, Evan Lofanav Kedei Morin, and a person gets very nervous, a person gets scared, there's the element of fear. And obviously we know, we've heard stories of Tzaddikim in previous generations when they would even mention Shabbos, Mevachim Elul, they were saying and all these things which perhaps nowadays we're not so sensitive to, but at least we have some type of a basic sensitivity, some type of a basic realization that at the end of the day it's Yom HaDin, and we feel somewhat the pachad, at least on Rosh Hashanah, at least during Tfilas Musaf, we feel something. That's on the one hand, and the truth is the Arizal seems to perhaps enforce this, and by saying that every person should be crying on Rosh Hashanah. And a person who doesn't cry in Rosh Hashanah, that siman that perhaps is in the Shama isn't necessarily as sensitive as it should be. And they say when a person cries and when they're damning him, clearly it seems to be there's one element, there's one gisha of pachad and yira and ema. On the other hand, we find very clearly many, many, many places, only starting from Sukkim, that there's an idea, there's an element of happiness, of simcha, of joy, chedvas Hashem ima uzchem. The Rosh Hashanah is a time of joy, a time of simcha. And we know that Chazal treated, halachically speaking, it's treated as a Yom Tov Mamish. It's got dini regal if a person is an Ovel Rachman Utslan. A person isn't supposed to lechatchila daven to be a chazan in Rosh Hashanah. And Mishnah Berurah says if there's no one else who can daven, so then you can have an Ovel, but Mishnah Berurah says it's a regal, it's got dinim like a regal, and just like on a regal you shouldn't have an Ovel davening lechatchila, so it's in Rosh Hashanah, it's called a regal. And that's how the Shabbat by all regalim is, it's a man of simcha. We know that, historically speaking, there's very interesting machlekes already at the times of the Ga'onim about what exactly should the nusach be in the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. And there were Ga'onim who said that just like on Yom Tov we say Moedim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sofen, so too on Rosh Hashanah we should say Moedim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sofen. It's a Moed, it's perhaps not part of the Gimel Regalim, but it's a Moed, it's a festival. And apparently there were kehilas for many, many years that they said this nusach. There were kehilas all throughout Europe that they were saying on Rosh Hashanah, Moedim L'Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'Sofen. You know, halacha ma'aseh, we don't pass it like that, but there were groups of people who said, this is the nusach, this is how we should be davening. It's a Zman of Simcha. And that's the most famous Chazal. Chazal tell us that, you know, Klal Yisrael, we know, we're able to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unlike a person who's got a shver din, in a court, and his life is hanging in the balance. He doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he's nervous, he doesn't cut his hair, and so on. Klal Yisrael are different. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, Mistafrim Megalchim, we do all these things, we wash ourselves, we wear a big Deyomzev. Why? Because we're happy and Batuach Shiyasal on a Nes, we're convinced that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Mezakas and Din, we'll be up and with a Din victorious, so to speak. And therefore, we feel the Yom Tov that we're happy. So, two very distinct elements. On the one hand, Eima, Pachad, Yira, Rechia, and on the other hand, Simcha. And even we actually show the Simcha. It's not something which is even only internal. So, how does one approach this day, the day of Rosh Hashanah, with these two very distinct, perhaps opposite types of feelings? So originally I was thinking, well, you know what, Rosh Hashanah really does have within it two separate components, two very distinct components, and perhaps each one of the components is what's mechayiv, a different type of perspective, a different type of attitude. On the one hand, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. On the other hand, it's the day that we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And like the Rishonim discuss, in theory these two things didn't have to be Mizdam Lepunda Gechad. In theory these two things could have been, we could have had one day, one Yom Tov, when it's Yom HaDin, or we could have another time when we're Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And discussion, why exactly were the two put on the same day, and it's ultimate for our benefit. But originally I was thinking, perhaps that's the idea. We have the Pachad, we have the Eimah, because it's Yom HaDin. And that's what conjures up and instills it within us, the Pachad. And on a coronation, on the day when you crown a new king, or you renew your Mechadish, the Melucha again, that's a time of Simcha, that's a time of joy. So perhaps it's really two separate ideas coming from two separate things which are actually happening on Rosh Hashanah. I think perhaps that's not really the idea. Perhaps that the two are really linked. The fact that we have this Bechina of Simcha and this Bechina of Yira, it's not because of the two different elements of Rosh Hashanah. We know there's a famous pasuk, Ivdos Hashem v'Yira, v'Gilu v'Ra'ada. A person should serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Yira, v'Gilu v'Ra'ada, and a person should delight in that state of trepidation. And I think really, in a nutshell, that is the idea of Rosh Hashanah. That's what I'd like to explain, that Rosh Hashanah has within it the concept of Simcha, the concept of Gila, of Chedva, Kufa, because of the Yira. And just to bring out this idea, I'd like to go through the tefillahs of the tefillah of Musaf, Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros, and bring out what is the common theme which I heard from a Rebbe of mine many years ago. What is the Tzav HaShava between Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros, just to give us some type of perspective, some type of direction to the tefillahs, which I think ultimately will explain and answer this question. We get the Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofros. We know the Gemara says, Imloch on a Malchus, Kadesh Tam Lichuni Aleichem, say Psukim of Malchus, in order to be Mamlech me. Zichronis Kadesh Tal, Zichronichim Lefani Latoiva, mentioned all the times throughout history where Kadesh Baruch Hu remembered different people. Ugomer b'Shofar, and how should you do so? What is the vehicle? What is the emsoi of doing this? Through the Shofar. We get to Malchus. Everyone knows it's a famous question. The Bali Musa asked this question. Rosh Hashanah, as we said, Yom HaDin, Kadesh Baruch Hu is downing us, downing our families, Goyim, animals, plants, every single thing is ultimately judged. And they ask a question, and we look at the actual Ikar Nusach HaTfilah. We look at the Nusach HaTfilah, which the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah were Mesakin. We don't find any mention whatsoever, kimat, no mention without, other than a small remez in Zichronis. We don't find any direct mention to the most basic thing which should be on the cards, which we should be asking of Kadosh Baruch Hu and begging him, is for life, for Rachmanis, for Chesed, for another chance. This is the time when he is judging me. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should damn me Barachanim. There's no mention whatsoever about it. We get up there during Malchus, and again, Keseder, Elokeinu v'Elokeinu, Seinu Moloich, Al Kala Ulam Bechvedecha, Al Kala Ulam Kula Bechvedecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should be the Melech, and everyone should be Makir, your Malchus, and everyone should realize that Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech, Malchus of HaKol Mashallah, again and again, from all different angles, from all different punim. How can it be that we don't have any mention whatsoever about the most important, the most basic thing which we need to ask, is to ask the Chesed and Rachamim? And what the Mefarshim say is because in Rosh Hashanah, that is not on the cards. We're not discussing our own bent, our own agenda, our own lives, that has to be put all the way to the side. And the only thing we have to consider and contemplate and ask for is Malchus HaKadosh, should be a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. And one idea which the Mefarshim say is that the idea of Rosh Hashanah and the Tzad Shav and all of the tefillahs of Malchus, Zechonis, and Shevifus is Mesirus Nefesh. That we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're pointing love, we look toward, we turn towards him, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though I'm aware of the severity of this day, and I'm aware that my life is hanging in the balance, and I'm aware that everything is dependent on this day, I'm putting aside everything which I need to gain, my life, my agenda, whatever is good for me, and ultimately what I'm interested in doing is just being part, or just promoting your Malchus. And that's what we do. You'll ask a question, Lamaisa, we do say various additions to the tefillah, where we say Zachreinu l'chaim, chsev l'chaim teivim, b'seif l'chaim, and so on. So the Mishnah Berurah really writes that this was an addition of Zman HaGa'inim. This is not part of the Ikar Nusach of the Anshei Knesset HaGedela. And I heard that the reason why the Ga'inim added these insertions, these additions, is because people were literally walking around like nervous wrecks. They were so scared, they were so nervous, that we're not asking for Rachman, for Chesed, during this time when our lives are hanging in the balance. People were walking around tittering. They were mamish nervous and scared. So the Ga'inim felt we have to, in order to deal off his daitam, in order to, you know, to quell their fears a little bit, they should possibly be able to daven normally and properly, but we'll be mouthier a little bit, we'll make some type of a mention of a bakasha of chesed, rachmim, and chayim. And apparently there was a big controversy at the time. A lot of Ga'inim or Rishonim perhaps later on felt that this is not in tune, in tandem with what the day is about, and it shouldn't be recited at all. Nonetheless, it made it through, and obviously this is what Klal Yisrael needed, and this is what we have to this day. We know Allah Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person omits any of these insertions, he doesn't need to repeat, he doesn't need to go back and be machzir, unlike a person who misses Melech HaKadosh and so on. That is not part of the tefillah, that's not part of the agenda. We're looking and focusing only on promoting the gain and the cause of the Malchus, and leaving aside our own agenda. A story about a king who was going to inspect one of his troops, and he was going to inspect them at high noon in the middle of the summer, and everyone was made sure that they're all ready, and they had their uniforms on, their suits, their boots polished, and the king was coming, and it was high noon, it was boiling hot, the king wasn't coming, 12:15, 12:30, they're waiting, they're starting to get hot, they're starting to get very irritated, and finally at 1 o'clock, it's an unbearable heat, and one of the soldiers said, you know, let's go cool down, let's go and have a dip in the stream down the road. When we hear the king's trumpets out in the distance, we'll quickly get changed, we'll come back, and you know, let's approach the king when we're like mentioned. Most of them were scared, a few people went off, they went and they had a dip in the lake. Lo and behold, they hear the trumpets and everyone gets nervous, they quickly start to get dressed. And there's always one or two people who are not able to quickly do it, they get nervous. And one fellow, he got very nervous and he put his clothes on, he was a mess, he came back, and the king goes to inspect, and the whole troop is nervous for their friends, for their comrade over here, what's the king going to say? And the king looks at him and he starts to look him up and down, and before the king has a chance to say anything, he falls down to the floor, falls down to the ground and says, King Melech, Your Highness, I'm a mess, and I know that I'm a mess, and I'm sorry, but I want to be part of your Malchus. I want to do whatever I can do for you. I'm a loyal soldier. And the king kisses the soldier and says, oh, halavai, this is what my army would be made of, people who are really devoted. The idea of Malchus is we're not looking at what we can do. We want to have a shaykhis. We want to do whatever we can do, l'man Hashem. But it's ultimately an idea of Mesirus Nefesh. We're not asking for ourselves. We're only looking to promote Malchus. When we get to Zichronis, it's exactly the same idea. The Farshim say that ultimately, with all these psukim of Zichronis, remember this, and Nayak, and Havanyak, all these things which we mention, how Hashem remembers, ultimately the Matara, the point, what we're trying to achieve, is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should remember the Akedah. Ultimately, the Farshim say, and that's how the bracha ends, that Akedah is Yitzchak Lazar, Arachim Hayim Tizkar, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you should remember the Akedah, Baruch Hashem Zecha Bris, you remember the Bris, you remember the Akedah. Obviously there's all the illusions and all the Ramazan of the aisle, right, the Shofar and so on. It's ultimately to remember the Akedah. What's up is Dafka and Rosh Hashanah, there's such an important doggish stress on the Akedah. And this is the idea, mamish this idea, ultimately what was the act of Akedah? It was an act of Mesiras Nefesh. It was an act of Mesiras Nefesh from all sides, from the side of Avraham Avinu, that he was the one who was professing something new, some novel idea in the world of monotheism and forgetting your pagan rituals and human sacrifices, and he went and did something which was antithetical to his belief. Mamish an act of Mesiras Nefesh. Obviously what Yitzchak did, Shuta Kamash Mo, was an act of Mesiras Nefesh. The Mamish, he wanted Avraham to do it, he wanted his father to shecht him, to offer him up as a carbon. It was an act of Mesiras Nefesh. And what we somehow kind of, you know, through the back door, so to speak, without being so conspicuous and so overt, asking for it, but we're trying to allude to the fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are the Bnei Banim of Avraham and Yitzchak. And we know, we say, Vezeicha Chazli Avos, Sen Shema Esher, that Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers the chesed of the Avos. One of the Pshatim and Pashim say is, what does it mean, the chesed of the Avos? That every single thing which the Avos and Yimos did, they implanted, they infused in Klal Yisrael. The reason why we have the Koyach to be based in Nefesh is because what Avraham and Yitzchak did, right? The reason why we can be Mevat is because what Rachel Imenu did, everything which the others did was a chesed, because they weren't only doing it for themselves. They were doing it for L'Deiridaris, and they gave us the Koyach, L'Hachzik Mamet throughout the Golas. It's all through their actions. So we're coming to Ke'ilu Seya Kadosh Baruch Hu. I am a grandson of Avraham Avinu. I also have the Koyach to be Moser Nefesh. Just like they were Moser Nefesh, I also have the ability to be Moser Nefesh. And we know, historically speaking, you know, Pashta Yidden throughout the Deiris, they gave of their lives, very, very simply because they had within themselves the ability to be Moser Nefesh. I don't know if I mentioned here, but the famous story with Dva Avram, and during the times of the Holocaust, that there was, when the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, came to a particular city, and they were coming to round up people, this time they were coming to round up children, and they were putting the children into the wagon, and there was a very wealthy individual over there who realized that they're going to come to his son in a minute, and they're going to push his son into the wagon, and he thought, I've got plenty of money, I'll go and give a bribe to one of the officers. And as he was taking the money out of his wallet, he realized, oh, if I go ahead and take money and I'm paid to my son, so someone else's son is going to be taken in instead. Am I allowed to do that? On the one hand, it's my son, and Psach al Tzalim, and maybe it's just a glove of a chulu. Obviously, you can hear the tzadim of a father, the Hiras Hefer. He went, he was an Elach Yid, and he was a Kurdish of Yates. He went, and he asked the Dvar Avram, am I allowed to do this? Am I allowed to be paid to my son? And the Dvar Avram said, you're not allowed to. And he said, if you do this, you know, it's Mamish, it's a Boria, Zekir, it's clear that someone else is going to be taken in his stead, because Namish like being Moser, not a Yid. Lemisa, you're not allowed to do that. And he said, well, what am I supposed to do? You know, I have the Yecholus, I'm a father, this is my son, I have the ability to save his life, and what am I supposed to do now? And he said, there's nothing, you can't do anything now, there's nothing practical which you can do right now. There's one thing and one thing only which you can do. You can right now take all of your regesh, all of your emotions, everything which you have, and you can be Poinel Hashem. And you can say, Ribbono Shel Olam, this and there's still people nowadays, in today's day and age, who are willing to be makir of their children. Just like Avram did to Yitzchak, there's still people nowadays who are willing to do that. Who knows what type of a rachamim that will be ma'ir in Shemayim by you doing this act. And that's the idea in Zichronis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have the ability, I have the yecholus to be ma'ir in Nefesh. That is what the idea of Rosh Hashanah is about. We move on to Shofaris. Ma'isa Loshna Gemara says Malchus is supposed to achieve something, Zechronis is to achieve something, Ubameh b'Shofar. How do you achieve all of this? Ultimately, with which vehicle, with which emtzai? Through the Shofar. There's a Loshna of the Riaz, where the Riaz has a different Nusach in the Gemara. And sort of saying, Ubameh b'Shofar, how do you achieve what you're supposed to achieve through Malchus, what you're supposed to achieve through Zechronis? The Riaz says, no, the Loshna Gemara, his Nusach was Shofreis, kedei shetitnu leiv v'titzaper liyem hadin hagadol v'haneira. That was the nusach which appeared in the Gemara of the Riyaz, in some of the Rishonim. Titnu leiv, you should consider, you should contemplate, and you should hope liyem adin agadol v'haneira, for the great day of reckoning, the final day, liyem adin agadol v'haneira. And again, the kasha begs itself, bishlem etit v'leiv. Okay, you hear the shofar, that's one of the kavanas which they bring that a person should think about, the shofar gadol yitaka, that a person should realize that there'll come a time when they'll be taking care of the shofar gadol. They say that etit v'leiv. Oh, but titzapa, should hope for that. we know what's going to happen in the Yom Adin, and the reason why it's called a Gadol V'Haneira is it's not going to be Neira. It's going to be a day where every single act which we did, every hate, every Lashon Hara, every single thing with all of the ripple effects, all of the ramifications, L'deira Deiris, it will be there, and we'll see exactly the extent of our actions. And if a person made fun of someone and embarrassed someone, and he got upset and he got depressed, and that led to this and that led to that, the Chulu and this Lashon Hara, all of the various things which we did, Bein Latei, Bein Lamutav, everything is going to have, there's going to be a final calculation, a final reckoning, and it's going to be Neira. And the Gemara, the Chazal tells the story when Shmuel HaNavi, when he was conjured up from the dead to the Baal's eyes, the Chazal say that he had such a charada. He said, Lo Mechradetoni, what is this tremendous charada? What's happening to me right now? Maybe this is it. Maybe they're bringing me right now to the Yom Adin HaGadol V'Haneira. And he was gripped with such a pachad, with such a terror, he didn't know what to do. Shmuel HaNavi, Shmuel Chazal say, Shachar Kamesha V'Aaron, beneath this man, some aspect, in some way, Shmuel was Shachar Kamesha V'Aaron, and he wasn't able to contemplate the fact that he was going to the Yom Adin HaGadol V'Haneira. What can we possibly say if Shmuel has such a pachad? And Chazal say, when it comes to shofar, it's like the riyaz, they should tip new lev. You should actually hope for it. You should want that it should be there, and you should be there also to accept it. In Spanish, this is the idea. It's an idea of mysterious nefesh. When the Yom Adin HaGadol V'Haneira comes, it's going to be Neira, it's going to be Gadol, it's going to be awesome, Kimashmo, it's going to be a terrifying day. But at the end of the day, there's going to be such a tremendous Gilui Klud Shemayim, when everyone realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mesav of everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind the scenes of everything, and all the actions, every single thing which took place, ultimately it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who was doing it, and everyone will realize the Hashgachas Hashem. It'll be a tremendous Kavod Shemayim. So a person is saying, you know what? It might be on an individual level, it might be something which is terrifying, but at the end of the day, it's going to be such a Kavod Shemayim, such a Gili Kavod. I want this day to take place. I'm willing to be stable it. I'm willing to accept it. I'm willing to be Makabal. It would be that there should be this Kavod Shemayim which is generated. Mamish. A tremendous idea, a tremendous concept of Mesiras Nefesh. That is the Tzad HaShava in Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofaros. This is the idea of Mesiras Nefesh. This is the idea of Rosh Hashanah. You know, we ask, on the one hand, Simcha, on the other hand, it's Yirah, and not because it's two separate components. But ultimately, the idea is that to the extent that a person can realize and be magish the pachad and realize that this is serious business, and this is the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is damning me, and I'm willing to be makabel the din. I accept upon myself the din. I accept whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, however the malchus should look in the forthcoming year, with me, without me, whatever is the best for the malchus, I will somehow try and be ma'ur myself to be makabel. To that extent, gufa, commensurate with a person's kabbalah, that he accepts upon himself the din, a person should be the simcha. Because to the extent that a person realizes and makes a genuine Kabbalah that I'm willing to be an Eved Naaman, I'm willing to be someone, a little pawn in the Malchus, so clearly this is the type of individual that the Melech is going to want to have in his arsenal, in his army. Someone who is only interested in promoting the gain of the Melech as opposed to his own promotion. This is ultimately the type of individual who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that one of the Amoraim had to go and have a discussion with one of the Romans at the time, and the Roman was in the Merchats. He was in the bathhouse, And the Amora went into the bathhouse and tried to discuss the issue with the Roman. And the Roman, he turned to the Amora and he said, you know, take a look at everything I have over here. Take a look at my Olam Hazeh. Take a look at my hedonism, at my everything which I have, every earthly desire I have over here. Look at what I have. And Nebuch, look at you, hidden, what you have. And he wasn't snobbish, he wasn't so put off by what he said, and he said, what we have is much better than what you have. And he said, you know, take a look, you know, look at exactly what I have, nothing is better than this. And he said, there's one thing which you have which detracts from your simcha. And that is, you have aima for the melech. You're scared, you're nervous. Right? Ultimately, you're never totally ruyig, you're never really relaxed, because you're always a little bit nervous that maybe you're going to kind of push the limit and do too much, and the king is going to realize that you're not necessarily who you should be, and you're going to get in trouble. You're always a little bit scared. You're always a little bit uneasy. And he said, yeah, do I look nervous? And I'm having a wonderful time. I'm relaxed over here. Everything is wonderful. And the Gemara says, within a few minutes, a messenger came, and he was hurried off to the emperor, to the melech, and he was punished. And Tzadik HaKohen asked a very simple question. He said, I don't understand. Okay, nice story. In the end, it showed that he was, in fact, scared. But what does that mean? He said, we didn't have any fear. We're not scared of the melech. I mean, the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit, the relations Chachma, Yiras Hashem, everything starts with Yira. If a person has Yira, he's got Yira is the base keyboard for Torah. Everything is with Yira. I mean, that's the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit that we have Yira. We didn't have any Yira. And Dr. Tzadik, he says, Avanda, we have any Yira. But by us, the year is not a steer to our simcha. When we have year, it in no way is mutually exclusive to the hargash, to the feeling of simcha, of delight, of joy with the Kaddish Baruch. And he says in one line, he says, "V'zeu ha-simcha m'suteres shel Rosh Hashanah." This is the concealed, the hidden simcha which we have in Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't explain himself. This is the idea. On the one hand, it's a day of judgment, the Kaddish Baruch Hu is damning us, and it's taka, harod, it's taka, a fear. But to the extent that we realize that yes, we're makabel upon ourselves that din, and we're interested, l'man shemoy, to do whatever is necessary, so internally we have that simcha. We can't publicly rise the simcha. The Chazal say we don't see shira in Rosh Hashanah, sifre meisim, sifre chaim, psuchim lefonei, but there's a simcha musiteris, the hidden simcha of Rosh Hashanah, is because we know that I'm really the kabbal upon myself, the din, and to that extent, in theory, I have the right, I can start to alkei mekaveh, I can start to look forward to a Yeshua. That's the pshat in the pasuk. If there is Hashem, the Yiro, the Gilu bi Ra'ada, Kufa, within the Ra'ada, within that massive of Ra'ada, of being in fear, a person can have Gila, a person can have Simcha. Wish everyone a Ksivach Shem Teva.